Mishnayos over here. We are doing Maseches Chulin. We've been stuttering a lot here in Maseches Chulin, having a hard time keeping the momentum. But you know, I used to have a saying: we cannot be stopped. So we're going to keep going with that. And we were talking about what happens when a person shechs an animal, and the animal is misukenes. Misukenes means that it looks like it's about to die. So how do I know if the animal died because of the shechita, which would make it a valid shechita, or not? So there's a machlokes. Do you need that it has to be mefarkes yad en regel? Means it has to, I use the word quiver, its hand and its feet. Rabbi Elazar says you just have to have zinko, which is the blood, I have to see on the windpipes that it's spurted upwards on the walls of the pipes, which would mean that there was blood that was pumping. Rabbi Shimon says, Chacham say that all you need is to farkes yad or regel, or to kashkesh bizanva. You don't need to do both of them. Any of the above is going to be enough. Okay, now, so why don't we have this whole discussion? But there's you have to even like look at this as if you knew that the animal was misukenes. You knew the animal looked like it was unhealthy. But if the animal looked like a regular healthy animal, then you don't have to look for any of the simanim. Next Mishnah says, Ashechet lenachri, shchita soik shere. We're in Perek Bey's Mishnah Zayin. Ashechet lenachri, someone who shechs an animal for a nachri, so then a shchitasa is kshera. Even though that the nachri is going to think l'shem avodah zarah, but still, being that the yid is the one who was shechted, we don't go after the machshava of the shechet. We go after the machshava of the shechet, not after the machshava of the owner of the behema. So even though the nachri owns and is thinking avodah zarah, that's irrelevant. Rabbi Elazar paisel. Rabbi Elazar, however, is of the opinion that it's possible, and even if we don't hear that the nachri is saying avodah zarah, stam machsheves nachri is to avodah zarah, and therefore it's going to be possible. Amar Rabbi Elazar, afilu shachta sheyoychal anachri mechatzar kaved shela psula. Even if he shachted it, just with the intention that the nachri should have a small little bit, the chatzar kaved, still it's going to be possible. Why? She stam machsheves nachri avodah zarah. Whenever a nachri thinks about doing any type of service or shchita, he's always going to be thinking about his avodah zarah. Amar Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef said the following thing: Kal v'chomer hadvarim. We can learn from Kal v'chomer that a machsheves nachri does not pasul. Why? Look at this. Uma b'makom she machsheva poiseles b'mukdashim. In a place when the machsheva is going to pasul for in the Beis Hamikdash, for things that are kodesh, just in the Beis Hamikdash. And there, if you have machsheves piglo, it's going to pasul. Ein kol halach ela achra oived. So whose machsheva makes a difference? The kohen's. He's the one who does the avoida. Makom shein machsheva poiseles b'chulin. A place where machsheva is not going to pasul. If it's chulin, in other words, you don't have to have in mind. There's no concept of pigol or anything like that by chulin. And over there, all for sure, we would assume that everything goes after the shaychet, and therefore the only das that makes a difference is the shaychet. If it's Yisrael, then the animal is going to be kosher. Mishnah Ches, a shaychet l'shem harim, l'shem gvois, l'shem yamin, l'shem naharis, l'shem edbaris. All these things he's shechting that he's as service to them, which is all part of the avodah zarah. Shchitasa is psula. The animal is going to be aser ba'achila, but because of the avodah zarah element, it's going to be aser ba'achila, but it's not going to be aser in full hanok, because it's not a real avodah zarah. Avodah zarah can't be on something that's part of the land. So it's not a real avodah zarah, but shchita still psula. Shnayim oichsim esakin l'shoichetin. Echad l'shem, echad mikol elu, ve'echad l'shem davar kosher. That's just two people holding the knife at the same time, and the shechting at the same time. And one of them is having a bad intention. L'shem, this davar, one of these things. Then the shchita is going to be pasul. Now the Gemara explains, we're talking about the two people are shutfim in the behema. That's why it's going to be possible, because if not, there's a concept called Ein Adam Shaykh Eiser Davar She'ein Ashalai. So a person cannot ask for something that doesn't belong to him. So if he's a Shutta, he can create that the Shechita is going to be possible. Now, we're talking about where you can Shecht. Ein Shechtin Lo Lisoch HaYamim V'Lo Lisoch Naharas V'Lo Lisoch Kelim. You can't shecht into a yam or into a nahar or into kelim. The reason for this is because some people are going to think that this is a some sort of idolatrous procedure or ceremony that they do in the yam and the naharis, or they're doing it in the kelim. They're going to say that maybe he's collecting the blood in order to use it for avodah zarah. In other words, it seems like it's almost like a maris ayin type of thing. And all these cases, the halacha is it's, you can't shecht that. Ain shaychetin. Aval shaychetu l'toich uga shalmayim. Remember, we can shecht l'toich uga shalmayim or eigen shalmayim, which is over here, it's talking about a kli, a little like a bowl, and if there's water inside of it, then the water is showing that he's not coming in to collect the blood, because otherwise he wouldn't leave water inside of this little receptacle. Ubesvina al gabe kelim. If he's on a boat, then he's allowed to shecht onto kelim, and the water will then go from there into the yam, because if a person said the person who sees it is going to know that he's clearly doing it in order not to make the whole boat dirty. Next Mishnah says, the rest of the Mishnah, Ein shochetin guma kol ikra. However, when a person has a guma, even if it's in his house, you can't shecht inside of a guma, because that is something that the goyim would regularly do in order to collect the blood. However, if he shechts outside of the guma, and he just wants to clean out the chatzar, and he makes this type of guma, this type of like a funnel, tunnel, whatever, yeah, that's good enough, so then the water is going into it, then it's okay. But if he's doing it in the market, he shouldn't do this, because that's like b'chukas agayim. It's this week's parasha in Eretz Yisrael, b'chukas em l'selechu. Shouldn't look like I'm trying to copy the goyim. That's the way they do things. Therefore, shouldn't shecht the dam inside of this little ditch if it's going in the market. We'll continue with Mishnah Yud and more. B'ez Hashem, hopefully we'll finish the perek next week, my dear friends. Make it a great day.